February 13th, 2015, Our Lady comes as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, Praise be to Jesus. Today you live in a world where true faith is rare due to heresy, pagan practices, and self-interest in the form of abuse of authority and the compromise of truth. Heaven has offered many graces here, Maranatha Spring and Shrine, devotion to the protectress of the faith and the refuge of holy love, the journey of personal holiness through the chambers of the United Hearts, and devotion to the mournful heart of Jesus, to mention a few. Any one of these, if taken seriously, could change the direction of society today. Instead, these graces are summarily dismissed, even defamed. The spiritual strength, which could have come from any one of these devotions, has been denied, and evil has been strengthened due to this deficit. These errors will not be reversed due to pride until Jesus returns, but the power and grace these revelations carried into the world was meant for these harrowing times. Much has been lost. None of these revelations were given fair consideration in the light of truth. Therefore, today, I have come to gather together my remnant faithful, those who humbly seek and live in the truth. Dear children, pursue personal holiness by living in holy love. Do not allow your faith to rest upon the endorsements of a few, but on the graces flowing from my Immaculate Heart, which is your protection. I fear my son's justice will be provoked by such bitter treatment towards heaven's apparitions here at Maranatha Spring and Shrine. I seek your help, dear remnant faithful. Pray and sacrifice that God's mercy will continue to rest upon every present moment in every corner of the world. Have courage in the presence of unbelievers. Have hope, for hope is the good fruit of trust. Never change your beliefs to please man. I am your holy refuge in your every battle. A note is given to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. And we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, refuge of holy love.